After the finish the meeting, Imam, a big Imam, Layth ibn Sa'd from Egypt, he was there. By the way, he is on the same level of these two big Imams, except that he did not have very famous students to carry his teachings after him. That's why he's not very famous. He went to Imam Malik to ask him his opinion about Imam Abu Hanifa. And of course, they had that meeting going on for hours. After the meeting, Imam Layth went to Imam Malik and he said, "What do you think about Abu Hanifa now, since you have talked to them to him and you just met him?" Imam Malik took his kind of tissue towel that he had and he was wiping his sweat. He said, "Imam Abu Hanifa made me sweat." And then he said, "I have debated a lot of people, but I have not seen anyone like Imam Abu Hanifa. He's very knowledgeable. And if he, and listen to this, he said, if he wants to convince you that this pillar that made of stone, that was made of gold, he can." You see how strong in proof he is. This pillar, he pointed at one pillar, the pillar was made of stone, it's obvious. He said, if Imam Abu Hanifa wants to convince you this is made of gold, he can. So Imam Layth went to Imam Abu Hanifa now, and he said, "What do you think about Imam Malik?" He said the same thing. He said, "I have debated so many people before." And listen to what he says about Imam Malik. He said, "I have never seen anyone as knowledgeable as Malik." Just a great testimony. And then he said, "I never seen anyone who accepts al-haq, the truth, as fast as Imam Malik. When I give him my proof, he accepts it right away." So they both completely changed after they met. Did they change their schools? No. They just decided to stick on their principles and their beliefs that never changed. But their opinions in one another was completely different. And this is the beauty of having a friendly, nice debate between one another.